بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله سيد صلى الله عليه وسلم. يقول الرب تبارك وتعالى: وهذا كتاب أنزلناه مبارك Yesterday, we mentioned the verse of Quran, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this book of Quran is that book which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. We say, we reveal this book, Mubarakun, and it is blessed. Means it's full of barakah, it's full of blessing. And for those who will read Quran, they will also get that blessings. And we all are looking for blessing in our activities, in our life, in our properties. We all look for blessing. We all look for barakah. We want it to be more. We want it to be there forever. As long as we are alive, we want it to be there. You know, the mal, the wealth. So this is all is the qualities of barakah. And if we want that barakah, those blessings, one very easy way to get it is through the recitation of Quran. If we'll keep do more of recitation of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless. Allah will give us more barakah in our life. Among the things which also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us or is mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the hadith which comes in Muslim Sharif is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, فَإِنَّهُ يَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ شَافِعًا لِأَصْحَابِ. That for those who be reading Quran, you know, there will be every time they do it, they say, the recitation of Quran, every day you make some time to read Quran, then this Quran in the day of Qiyamah, it will come in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to intercede for that person. For those who keep in touch with Quran, Quran, it will come in the day of Qiyamah to intercede for this person. Now this person, he's already in trouble, he can see maybe he doesn't have enough good actions, a lot of bad actions maybe, but Quran will be there. And Quran will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran will continue to ask Allah until Allah will accept. Quran will not stop to intercede for this person until Allah will accept. That's how powerful is Quran. So inshallah, we must always try to make some time for the recitation of Quran every day. Even if it's 5 minutes, even if it's 10 minutes. But also, as we'll continue to say this, we mustn't be happy with our normal recitation. Because sometimes, if we did not practice our recitation in front of expert person, then we shouldn't just be happy with our normal recitation. We must try to read it in front of the Maulanas or the Huffaz people, the Asatida. We must read to them and make sure that our recitation is good, that we read it with tajweed. So inshallah, today we'll be doing Surah Al-Falaq and maybe if possible also Surah Al-Ikhlas, to check some of the very common mistakes in these two surahs, inshallah. In Surah Al-Falaq, one very common mistake is at the beginning, which is also, it was found in yesterday's surah, which is Qaf. Instead of saying Qul, a person says Kul. So it shouldn't be Kul because it will change the meaning, as we mentioned yesterday, that we should read قل قل أعوذ عين must be very clear, the pronunciation of Ayn and the pronunciation of Hamza. Ah. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. And it's not bi rabbi. It's not bi rabbi, it's bi ra. Bi rabbi. Bi rabbil falaq. But also that qaf at the end of this ayat. End of the ayat is qaf. And the sound of this qaf, it should also be, it should be visible. And on this qaf, because you are stopping, so you'll stop with jazm, with sakin. So that qaf, you should do qalqala on the qaf. Qalqala is where you bring this echo sound, it's like a knocking sound. You know, falaq, that sound, it must be visible. It's one of the tajweed rules, that on certain letters, when you read these letters with jazm, maybe if they come in the middle of ayat, and they have sakin, they have jazm on top, these certain letters, and if they come end of the ayat, and because they are at the end, you read them with also jazm with sakin, then you will read with qalqala. So qalqala is that sound of echo, the knocking sound, as we gave example, like falaq. So, which letters are these? Very simple. They are just five letters. Five letters. Number one is ba, jim, dal, ta, and qaf. Simple. They're not even many, they're just five. Ba, jim, dal, ta, and qaf. So it's very easy even to put them in our head. That whenever you see one of these five letters in the middle of ayat, somewhere, anywhere in the ayat, if you see one of these five letters got sakin on top, got jazm on top, then you read this letter with qalqala, means with that knocking sound, the echo sound. And if you see maybe at the end of the ayat, which also it will be pronounced with sakin with jazm, then also you read it with qalqala. Like the way we read the tabbat yada. You say, ma aghna anhu maluhu wa ma kasab. Kasab, b, that sound. So, because ba is one of the qalqala letters, so you read also with the knocking sound. Kasab, dal, we read qul huwallahu. Qul huwallahu ahad, ahad. In jim, for example, in wassama'i dhatil buruj. وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ بُرُوجِ and ta, maybe we can look in the first verse of Surah Al-Tariq. وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالطَّاء there is qaf. اقرأ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ. Now we'll see inshallah for ta, we'll see which example we can give. But so as we said, end of the first verse of Surah Al-Falaq is qalqala. So we must make sure also we do that qalqala on qaf, because there is qaf at the end. So qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. Min sharri. Here, ra, we shouldn't confuse it with full mouth. Because sometimes now we know that ra, it must be full mouth. So every time we read full mouth, no. We mention that if it has a kasra, if there is zair on ra, we don't read it with full mouth. So it's not going to be min sharri. It's not sharri, it's sharri, ri. You know, with just open mouth, sharri. Min sharri ma khalaq. Again, kha, full mouth. Kha, khalaq. And then at the end also there is qalqal again. So you must bring that echo sound. So, min sharri ma khalaq. Khalaq. Wa min sharri. That, what you call, the ikhfa, the hunna sound. The stretching. Wami, wami. It's not just wami sharri, wami sharri. It's not wami sharri. Wami. You must do that sound also, that stretching. Wami sharri ghasiqin. Gha, gha, ghain is full mouth letter. It's full mouth letter. So when you are pronouncing ghain, you must make sure the mouth is. There is that, you know, the space. You create space in the mouth. Gha. Again, gha siqin, qaf. It's not kaf, it's not gha siqin. It's not kin, it's qin. Iza waqabe, not waqabe. Iza dhal. And it's not iza. It's not iza. Iza dhal. We mentioned yesterday, when you pronounce dhal, the tongue must come out. If your tongue doesn't come out, then that's not the correct pronunciation. So it's dha, idha, dha. And it's very soft. You know, za is more of a little bit power you put behind it. Za, za. But here it's not za, it's dha. The tongue must come out. Idha. So, waqab and not waqab. The last word is, not waqa, is waqa, qaf. And ba again, because the last letter is ba, so we do qalqala, because it's one of the qalqala letters. Wa min sharri ghasiqin idha waqab, waqab. Wa min sharri naffa. Sharrin, sharrin, naffa. That stretching sound, eh? Unna. You mustn't forget it. Sharrin, naffa. 30 and not 30. It's tha and not sa. When the very easy way to get this pronunciation of tha is the tongue to come out again. So it's tha and not sa. Because when you say sa, then it's more like sin. So you are changing tha into sin. And in this part, in Surah Al-Falaq, there is no sin. The whole ayat, there is no sin there. It's naffa 30. So it's not naffa 30, it's naffa 30. And then fil uqad, ayn again here. The pronunciation of ayn is very unique. A person must practice to get it right. Otherwise, a person will continue to make it like hamza. Fil uqad, fil u, u. It's not u, it's u, ayn, u, u. It's one of the letters that a person needs to do a lot of practice to get it right. Ayn, a, i, u. So, naffa, thati, fil uqad. وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ. Dal at the end, qalqala again. We mentioned this already. So every time we read this surah, we shouldn't forget to do qalqala. The first ayat has a qalqala at the end. The second ayat also has a qalqala at the end. The third ayat, even the fourth ayat, and even the last ayat. And the last ayat, وَمِن شَرِّ, that ghunna again there, we shouldn't forget it. وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ. Ha is not ha, it's ha. Very soft. Ha and not ha. Ha, very soft. حَاسِدٍ. حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَد. Qalqala also, at the end, we shouldn't forget it. وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَد. So So those are few mistakes which are very common in Surah Al-Falaq. We'll do also Surah Al-Ikhlas quick.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Qul, qaf again. It's not kul, it's qul. If you read kul, we mentioned yesterday that the meaning will change. Instead of saying, say, you'll be, you are commanding somebody to eat now. Eat. It's not kaf, it's qaf. And this, the mistake in changing qaf into kaf is very common. And in so many places, it will change the meaning also. One of the very common examples they give is qalb and kalb. You see this example in books, and even ulama will be mentioning this example. The difference between qalb and kalb. Qalb is heart, and kalb is dog. Just by changing one alphabet, one letter. And this word comes in Quran, so many places. You see the word qalb, qulub, qalb. It comes everywhere in Quran, so many places. And the word kalb also comes in Quran. So if the word kalb, you say qalb, you are changing the meaning. And the word qalb or qulub, you say kalb or qulub, you also change the meaning. Of course, the plural of dogs is not qulub, but it will also put it like no meaning word, you know, meaningless. So this is also one of the alphabet that we must also pay attention on it when we pronounce, that it must be in the proper pronunciation. It's not kaf, is qaf. So it's qul and not kul. Qul huwa hu. Ha, it must be also clear that you put that base on it. Hu. It's not qul huwa. You know, qul huwa. Qul huwa Allah. Now this, the word of Allah, the word Allah, usually the proper pronunciation of it is full mouth. It must be pronounced full mouth. Now, if the word of Allah comes, the word is what? Alif, Lam, Lam, and Ha. That is a complete word. It starts with Alif. Now, before the word of Allah, if there is Zabar or Pesh, then it will be full mouth pronounced. If before the word Allah, anywhere in Quran, before the word Allah, if there is zabar or pesh, fatha or dhamma, if there is fatha or dhamma before the word Allah, then it will be pronounced full mouth. And if there is kasra, there is zair before the word Allah, then it will be pronounced empty mouth. So that is the rule. Anywhere in Quran you see, it will be in this way. So you see it. If the word of Allah comes and before it, just before it, there is kasra, then it's empty mouth. Otherwise, it will be full mouth pronounced. So like here, before the word Allah is what? Is waw. Huwa. Waw, and it got what? Zabar, fatha. So it's qul huwallahu. Qul huwallahu. And sometime it can be hard for some, you know, to bring that full mouth, the proper, because some they will read qul huwallah, and it's not qul huwallah, it's qul huwallahu ahad. The pronunciation of hamza must be also be clear, and ha must also be clear. Aha, ahad, and not ahad. It's not ahad, it's ahad. So, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Also, قَلْقَلْ at the end with dal. اللَّهُ, again here, اللَّهُ, full mouth. Allahu Samad. And it's not Samad, it's not seen, it's Sad. It's not Samad, it's Samad. Allahu Samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. Yulad. After ya, there is waw. So there's a little bit of stretching. You. Yulad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. Wa lam yakullahu yakullahu. 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 Walam yakullahu. Because of that shadda, tashdeed on lam, the noon sound is more like hidden. So it's yakullahu, yakullahu. So you're not going to be saying yakun, yakun lahu. No. Although noon is there. But because of that shadda, for you to get the proper shadda, that noon will be more like hidden. So it's yakullahu. Walam yakullahu kufuwan. Kufu, kufu one, kufu one. On father is what? There is pesh, there is dhamma. Kufu. And it's not kufu one, kufu one. When you read kufu one, you are changing pesh, dhamma into sakin, jazam. So it's not kufu one. Walam yakullahu kufu one ahad. It's not kufu one, it's kufu one. You must make it clear. Kufu, kufu. Otherwise, it will be mistake, and we don't know what meaning it will bring. You know, and Quran is full of meaning, and for you to get the proper meaning of Quran, you need to read it exactly the way it is, the way Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. So those are the common mistakes which we can quick take out from these two surahs. Inshallah, let's try our best to correct them. Let's try to practice them in front of our mashayikh and ulama and huffaz, inshallah, so that we can be reading the proper Quran, and that proper Quran, the proper recitation will be beneficial for us in this world. Allah will bring more barakat in our life, and also in the day of Qiyamah, this Quran will intercede for us in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we'll go through these two surahs and small recitation, but inshallah we can finish.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق خلق
قلقلة at the end on قاف let's not forget it the echo sound
خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب
غا غين is not gasikin it's not gasikin you know غاسق غين
ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد
عين في العقد is not عقد is not عقد is عقد
ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد
On this ayat, there is da in the middle. Lam yalid, that da got jazam on top, sakin. So it must be also pronounced with qalqala. Lam yalid, yalid, yalid. And at the end also there is da.
Wa lam yulad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ.
يَكُنْ لَهُ. Let's not forget this part. And كُفُوًا.
وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وإذا ما أنزلت سورة نظر بعضهم إلى هل يراكم من أحد ثم انصرفوا. صرف الله قلوبهم بأنهم قوم لا يفقهون. لقد جاء رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليهما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم. May Allah give us the faith to make amal, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdih, subhanallah.